Here's a final review of the argument. In step one, a group of judges and economists argue that the implied warranty of habitability will force landlords to improve the lot of poor tenants. In step two, critics argue that the implied warranty of habitability will instead hurt tenants as a class. In step three, a redefense of the implied warranty is presented by another group of economists arguing that upon plausible market assumptions, tenants will benefit, not get hurt by the imposition of the term. And step four is a rebuttal to step three. In step five, the terms of the debate change dramatically. Step five is largely the product of an article by Duncan Kennedy, who claims that all of the analysis up to this point has misunderstood the nature of the housing market in two respects. First, it fails to recognize, the debate to this point has failed to recognize, that the housing market grows over time, not through the new construction of low-income housing, but through the trickle-down of abandoned housing from higher classes. Second, the analysis to this point is static rather than dynamic. On the basis of a revised, he argues, more realistic conception of how the market works, Kennedy claims that selective enforcement of the implied warranty of habitability will in fact benefit tenants as a class consistently. The narration from here on will be supplied by the author himself.